The U.S. Supreme Court has denied hearing an Alaska tribal adoption case, ending a four-year legal battle between the state and the Kaltag Tribal Council. Although the case was first litigated in 2006, the legal opinion that prompted the state's challenge dates back to 2004, when then-Attorney General Greg Renkes issued an opinion stating tribal courts did not have the authority to initiate cases, only to take them if referred from state court. Native American Rights Fund attorney Natalie Landreth argued the case for Kaltag.
And based on that opinion, the Bureau of Vital Statistics began sending rejection letters to tribal courts across the state, refusing to acknowledge tribal court adoption orders. Kaltag received one of them, and this case followed.
Landreth says the Supreme Court reaffirmed what had been decided in an older tribal court appeal, stating the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, created concurrent but presumptively tribal jurisdiction. Landreth says there is a long tradition of tribal court authority over domestic relations of their tribal members.
The vast majority of tribal members that want to get divorced, do adoptions, guardianships, temporary custody will end up going to tribal courts first. It's not a formal right of first refusal or anything like that, so it does remain purely concurrent. But that's a recognition of the fact that most of these cases are going to run through a tribal court.
State Senior Assistant Attorney General Peter Potsier says jurisdiction over members is at the heart of why the state continued challenging the case through several appeals. Potsier says ICWA is not clear about whether tribal courts have jurisdiction over members of other tribes or non-Native people.
We thought, given the prevalence of intermarriage between members of different tribes and marriages between tribal members and non-Natives, and the fact that we have 229 federally recognized tribes in Alaska, we felt this was a very important issue to address.
NARF's Landreth says the end of this case does not diminish the state court concurrent authority with tribal courts, but she says tribal councils and courts are the first responders in their communities when children need protection, and it's important for the presumptively tribal aspect of ICWA to be followed. She says in the Kaltag case, the council took custody and found a safe home for a child who had been living in abhorrent conditions. She says state and tribal courts can complement each other, but even after the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the state's case, there is a system-wide problem.
Until the state rescinds the October 2004 Renkes opinion formally, that's going to remain their policy and bind all of the workers in OCS and the Bureau of Vital Statistics. The state needs to rescind that opinion and issue one that's in conformity with this decision and with the direction of the law.
Potsier wouldn't say if the state would consider rescinding the Renkes opinion, but he says the state is developing an ICWA memorandum that would be a working agreement with tribes as a template for cooperation.
What we do want to continue to do is to work through these complicated issues with the tribes using the ICWA MOU as a template, and that would cross both the Tanana and the Kaltag case, and we think that's the best way for moving forward through cooperation between the tribes and the state of Alaska.
A similar case from Tanana is currently in front of the Alaska Supreme Court. It's not yet known how that decision will impact future state and tribal court proceedings. Potsier says the D.C. law firm of Latham and Watkins worked on the state's failed Kaltag appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. That case cost $105,000 to prepare.